From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals is reviewing briefs this week as it considers a legal challenge to the national Do Not Call list. For the time being, litigation has put the registry of 50 million phone numbers into a state of suspended animation. The difficulty in putting this list into effect may give Congress pause as it tries to pass a law against an equally notorious form of commercial speech, spam. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Members of Congress seemed stunned when telemarketers won two legal challenges to the Do Not Call list. In a hearing last week, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden could not understand why telemarketers would dare to press their legal case against the list.
The days of dialogues and studies and more of what I think the public sees as stonewalling here have got to end. People want action. They want action around the proposition that they've got a right to say no.
But the industry told Congress, "We warned you this would happen." Robert Winson of the Direct Marketing Association says he told Congress and the Federal Trade Commission they could not impose a government prohibition against commercial phone calls while allowing calls by nonprofits and charities.
Congress was frankly so persuaded by the political attractiveness of this whole issue that they really didn't listen, because most of these points were made well before Congress acted, or for that matter, well before the FTC acted.
So while lawmakers depicted themselves as the nation's guardians of privacy, the direct marketing crowd wrapped themselves in the First Amendment. Ron Collins, a scholar at the First Amendment Center, says government should expect a fight when it tries to judge the content of speech.
When content discrimination is involved, it must be shown that less burdensome alternatives failed.
And that fundamental problem could spell trouble for the campaign to outlaw spam. Robert Winson of the Direct Marketing Association says his group will fight any effort to label certain messages as advertisements or as adult email.
If you require material to be labeled as advertising, would you then also require material to be labeled political? Or how about religious?
The industry has put its imprimatur on legislation that enables consumers to opt out of email lists company by company. That might avoid legal challenges, but David Sorkin of the John Marshall Law School in Chicago says Congress can justify tougher measures because this approach has already failed.
There are so many telemarketers out there that you can't possibly opt out of every one of them. And that's magnified, I think, in the case of spam, where there are millions or billions of potential spammers that you'd have to contact.
Sorkin and others believe weak legislation might be worse than no legislation at all, because it might provide a guidebook on how to design legal spam. But he acknowledges these efforts are bound to end up in court because they rest on some confusing distinctions.
If we can't regulate commercial speech as much as non-commercial speech, but we don't have a good basis other than that for discriminating between the two, we've kind of got a conundrum, and that's what some of these courts have been faced with recently.
So Congress might be irresistibly drawn to anti-spam and anti-telemarketing legislation, but lawmakers will likely find it's tough to defend privacy and the First Amendment at the same time. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.